The next patient is Joseph Ressler. The last name is R-E-S-S-L-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage B. Period. During the last visit, we decided to add the administration of Farxiga because of the presence of significant microalbuminuria as well as the elevated protein creatinine ratio that was more than 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. When we look at the laboratory workup, there was deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine went from 1.44 to 2.14. The proteinuria decreased to...
Was it 166?
166 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And there is a BUN creatinine ratio that is increased. Period. We are suspecting a synergistic effect of the administration of Farxiga plus hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams. Leading him to prurigo nodularis. The patient has increased the fluid intake and these are hemodynamic changes that could be corrected by increasing the intake of fluids, period. Another important information is that the patient has remained in the same body weight. He said that he was binge eating after the passing of his mother, and now he went back to the diet that has been recommended. Following number, hypertension.
Blood pressure was 98 over 60 something. Today it was 98 over.
The blood pressure is under control. The systolic blood pressure is around 100, and the diastolic is 60. We are not going to make any changes in the formulation of the blood pressure medication. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that is followed by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, on regular basis. Following number, he has a past history of congestive heart failure. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, a history of gout that is not symptomatic at the present time. However, we're going to check the uric acid. He has a remote history of nephrolithiasis. The patient has morbid obesity and obstructive sleep apnea treated with the CPAP. And we're going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months, and we are going to make sure that Dr. Gelder get this information explaining the deterioration of the kidney function.